The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. Come on in. So, whether you are here for the first time at Happy Hour or have been here many times, I'll say a few words about what it is, what we're going to be doing, what the idea of it is. So we'll be spending this hour practicing loving-kindness together. The practice of loving-kindness is one of the hard practices, which is just as important as mindfulness, actually. It's supportive of mindfulness. They go hand in hand. And what is the practice of loving-kindness or metta? It's cultivating friendliness. It's cultivating goodness. It's cultivating goodwill for ourselves and for others, so that that becomes the automatic reaction to the world instead of irritation, resentment, upset. It's just a sense of ease, a sense of friendliness, especially towards ourselves, when often there might be judgments instead. There would be friendliness. So why do we call this happy hour? What does metta or loving kindness have to do with being happy? Well, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it, right? Because if you're cultivating, developing friendliness, it makes the mind, it makes the heart happy. It's a friendly heart, a friendly mind, a mind and heart that's imbued with kindness and love is a happy heart. It's just, it kind of makes sense, but aside from it making sense, that's how the practice actually unfolds. These practices are called the Brahma Viharas in Pali, the language of the Buddha. Brahma Vihara, heavenly abode. When you practice these, it's as if you are living in the realm of the gods. It feels so good to wish well and kindness and goodwill. It just feels like you're living the realm of the gods. So, and that's a happy realm. It's as close as you can get to happiness and joy of heaven on earth. So that's why we call this happy hour. And another thing is that this practice is, actually there's plenty of research in nowadays with various fMRI machines and this and that, that actually these practices do tend to make people happier, less judgmental, they reduce depression, they increase connection to others, etc., etc. I gave a talk about the benefits of loving kindness a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, I guess, so you can listen to it if you're curious. So with that, I'd like to say a couple more words before we do the guided meditation. So what we usually do is we have a guided meditation of about half hour. We practice together. And then we have a little bit of a discussion and then QA after that. So how does that sound? Yeah? Good. Great. I even got a thumbs up. Yay. Oh, yeah. Two. Cool. Okay. So before we get started, I want to say a couple of more words, and that is this practice is a practice of cultivation. So what that means is that this sense of goodwill, friendliness, care, love, we all have it. It's already there. We're not trying to fabricate it. We're just trying to turn our mind towards what's already there. And when you turn your mind towards it, oh, you see it more. And it gets stronger and stronger. It gets cultivated, right? So we're not trying to push, we're not trying to make it. It's just like, oh, you're there. It's like there's a little fire and then we give it a little more air, more oxygen, right? So the fire in our heart glows more brightly. It's also known as a purification practice. What does that mean? It means you might be cultivating kindness, say, towards yourself, and then you might feel undeserving, you might feel angry at yourself. The opposite might come up. It doesn't mean that you're doing this practice wrong. It's just that those feelings are already there, and this practice makes them come up so that they can be seen and be held and processed, so that there can be more deeper self-love and holding instead of just brushing over it. So if the opposite comes up, it's perfectly fine. Hang in there. You're not doing it right, wrong. Be gentle with yourself. Hold that with kindness, whatever is coming up. So I'm going to get started now, and I'm going to invite you to get into your meditation posture. And if you need more cushions, if you came in late and you need more cushions to be comfortable, to sit on, put behind, under your legs, please go get cushions now. Don't be shy. For this practice, you want to be comfortable. You can't wish yourself well or other people well if you're in pain. This just kind of doesn't work in our brain, right? So make sure you're comfortable. Okay, great. And if you're sitting in a chair, I suggest you let your feet be flat on the floor. Have this integrity of posture, for the bottom of the feet on the floor. And allow your back to be straight. So if you need to readjust your back so that your back is straight. And also if you're sitting on a cushion too, just adjust your torso perhaps a little bit and your abdomen a little bit so that there's integrity to the curvature in your spine. And feel like you're being held up by this invisible thread. You don't really have to work so hard to keep your body up. It's just being held up on its own. And you can roll your shoulders back just a little bit and rest your hands on your lap if you like. And if you feel comfortable, let your eyes close or gently gaze down softly. And again, allowing your posture to have a sense of integrity as if you were sitting like a mountain, tall, well-supported, and yet relax your body, soften all the muscles, letting go, softening. Softening your face, softening your jaw, softening your shoulder, your arms, your abdomen, your legs. Allowing the breath to be breathed on its own. Allowing the breath to be natural. Whatever it is, whether the breath is shallow or deep, allowing it to come and go, and let the breath be felt in the belly. The sensations of breathing, expanding and contracting. With each breath softening and relaxing, every in-breath bringing more awareness, more alertness into this moment, right here, right now. Not the past, not what's gone, not planning for the future, but just right here, right now, in this body, in this moment. This body, this moment, right here, right now. And with each out-breath, softening and letting go, relaxing more into this present moment. Letting go of everything that has come before this, previously, you're getting here. Just letting it go for now. You can pick it all up later. It'll still be here. All the thoughts, all the plans, all the concerns. But for now, Give yourself the gift of letting go and just settling into this moment right here, right now. Settling in more with every out-breath into this body. Into this breath. In the belly. Enjoying breathing. Taking this moment to enjoy being in this body. And simply breathing, simply sitting and breathing. Nowhere to go. Nothing to do. A mini vacation, right here, right now. Just sitting and breathing. That's all. There can be sounds in the room, outside. It's all okay. In the midst of all of this, letting it all arise and pass, and sitting and breathing. Just a simple act, a joyous act. Knowing that you're breathing, feeling the breath in the belly. And if you notice, when you notice, mind is resting on something else, a thought or a plan, memory, it's all okay. That's what minds do. Simply notice, and without judgment, invite the awareness to come back and rest on the breath. Just resting this moment. You might need to do this over and over, 100 times. It's okay. Do it with patience, with a smile, with friendliness to yourself, to your mind. It's part of cultivating gentleness, friendliness with yourself. To be kind and friendly to your mind, to your wandering mind. Knowing that it's normal, it's natural, it's what minds do. Breathing in this moment, present here fully. Breathing out, settling into this body. Relaxing and softening. It will settle the mind, calm the mind, just sitting and breathing for another minute before we switch to the practice of loving kindness. it is helpful to settle the mind first and really fully arrive as much as possible. And today, we'll do the practice of loving kindness for ourselves. Because really, friendliness and kindness starts with us. When our cup, when our heart is full, it will naturally overflow to others. And sometimes it's hardest. Be kind to ourselves, so it's a great place to extend our friendliness. So bring to your mind the feeling of yourself as if you were your own best friend for a moment, or perhaps how one of your best friends, a hypothetical best friend, sees you or feels about you. Feeling of care, goodwill. They care about your well-being. They want you to be happy and well. They see you with kind eyes. Now, as if we were our own best friend, our most caring friend, or relative, or parent, or coach, or teacher. We'll offer this kindness to ourselves. With the phrases, with phrases of loving kindness. The formal practice. I'll offer the formal phrases to you, and you can repeat in your mind silently. There are four phrases having to do with safety, physical and mental happiness, and ease in our lives. You may want to experiment putting your heart, your hand in the middle of your chest, your heart center, to really make a connection with yourself as a being, as a dear being who's alive and breathing and is deserving of kindness, is deserving of care, deserving love, deserving affection. As you say the phrases, to connect both physically and lexically, the first phrase, may I be safe, may I be safe from inner and outer harm, may I be safe from inner and outer harm, really connecting with each phrase, as if it's a blessing that you're giving yourself. May I too be safe. May I enjoy safety. May this body be safe from inner harm and outer harm. May I be safe. A wish of safety, very simple, basic human need. May I be safe. You can say the long form or the short form. I long for, may I be safe from inner and outer harm. Or simply, may I be safe. May I be safe. The second phrase, may I be happy. May I be truly happy and know joy, have joy in my heart. May I be happy. I wish myself happiness. May I be happy and have joy in my heart. Offering yourself this good wish as if a good friend was offering it to you. May I be happy. May I be truly happy. Third phrase, may I be healthy and strong, or may I be as healthy as possible, as circumstances allow, and have strength in my body, or maybe simply, may I be healthy, whatever version works for you, may I be healthy. May I enjoy good health. May I be healthy. And the fourth phrase, having to do with ease of well-being. May my life flow with as much ease as possible in every way. May I have ease in my life, or maybe simply, may I have ease. May there be ease. May my life flow with ease. Starting from the beginning, the four phrases, whichever version works for you, silently reciting the four of them, and really connecting with everyone, every sentence, as if a wish. By your best friend for yourself. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and have joy in my heart. May I be healthy in my body and strong. And may my life flow with a lot of ease, peace and ease. Repeating the phrases. And you may not feel every single phrase or connect with it, but it's okay. Trust that it's the repetition that shifts something that the conscious mind doesn't realize in the moment. Trust the process. Trust the process. And allow yourself to be surprised. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. If the opposite feelings are coming up, judgments, criticism, not unworthiness, it's all okay. Allow all of those mind states to be too held with kindness. Big, big blanket of kindness to everything that's arising. Can this too be held in kindness? Can I be kind to myself also with respect to this mind state, this criticism, this judgment? Can there be gentleness and ease and softness? It's okay. It's really okay. Give it space. Give it all a lot of space. It's all okay. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. You can repeat these sentences, these phrases. I'm also going to offer some alternatives. May I be kind to myself as much as I can. Or may I hold myself with kindness. Or may I love and accept myself just as I am. Or may I open up to the possibility of loving and accepting myself just as I am. Whatever phrases work for you, our practice today revolves around repetition of the phrases and trusting the power of the repetition. We will practice in silence together, whatever phrases work for you. Connect with them, practice again, if you like, exploring, connecting your hand with your chest. Just make a connection. Really make a connection with yourself. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. Letting each phrase not be so much pushed forward, but as if it's a gentle rain, covering you, or gentle light. All around you, through you, your body, just every sentence, every offering to yourself. As a little offering token of goodwill and friendliness to yourself. It's okay to be creative with imagery. Repeating the phrases to yourself, whatever phrases work for you. And if feelings or thoughts are coming up, this doesn't work, I can't do this, see if you can hold that part of you that's frustrated, like a little boy or a little girl frustrated in this schoolyard. Just holding that little being with kindness, it's okay. That could be your practice of kindness, offering yourself kindness. It's okay. It's all okay. You're safe here. You're safe. You're okay. I care about you. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May my life flow with ease. Or simply breathing in safe, healthy, happy, or happy, healthy, ease. Just the phrases with every in and out breath. Safe, happy, healthy, ease. As if you are breathing in into your whole body each of these good wishes and blessings for yourself. The last minute of this meditation together, to offer yourself kindness for whatever happened or didn't happen during this sit. Accepting and holding with kindness, may I hold whatever arose in my mind and body and heart with gentleness and acceptance and kindness. It's all okay. You have tried. You've done your best. Offering yourself thank you. It's all we can do. So there are many different methods, different ways that we can practice loving kindness and different ways of creatively exploring it. So for those of you who might have been here last week, the way I explored it was to offer kindness to younger versions of ourselves through time. So that can be a powerful experience for some people. It may not work for some people. What I was offering today as an exploration is really connecting with the phrases, really as a thread, as a continuity thread. And this is, by the way, the main way that Sharon Salzberg, who is the queen of metta, she teaches it mainly with the phrases. Stay with the phrases, even if you're feeling nothing, stay with the phrases. Trust that something is happening. And a story I've told many times is from Sharon. is the first time that she did a retreat practice with loving kindness phrases. She did the whole phrases, a week of silent retreat. She did the phrases, did them. At the end, she said, seemed like nothing had happened, and it was the most boring, excruciating week, and just why did she even do that? And at that time, at the end of that week, there is a vase that she's holding, and she accidentally drops the vase, and it shatters in lots of pieces, and the thought that comes up in her mind is, oh, Sharon, you're such a klutz, and I love you anyway. I'm like, whoa. Where did that come from? I guess these phrases did shift something after all, friendliness to myself. So that's a story I love. She tells the story and writes it in her book. And also, I wanted to offer it this way today because, I practice in many different ways. Loving kindness is a creative practice, and there are different ways that work for different people and different times. You connect differently, and I was practicing with it the past few days, and one thing that happened, I was kind of tired. I think I had woken up early in the morning, and I was tired and kind of grumpy. So I decided to just say the phrases, connect with the phrases, and I kept saying them and saying them, just like stuck with them. And in a little while, it took some minutes. It took a while. Of course, it takes a while. You know, it's like you prime a pump, right? It's not right away. Put, 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 put. It takes a while. Just the grumpiness kind of went away, and there was this sense of ease. Like my mind was smooth. You know what I mean when the mind is smooth versus rugged, when you're kind of grumpy and the mind is like, yeah, haven't had enough sleep, and then the mind kind of gets smooth and the body feels kind of smooth. Like, wow, look at that, just with the phrases, just connecting with the phrases over and over. So again, this works for some people. It seemingly doesn't work for some others, but trust that something is shifting. And you may notice something later this afternoon, or maybe tomorrow. Just notice, be on the lookout. So I'd like to invite us to have a little conversation now for just for a few minutes. And often we come to IMC, we come sit, we practice in silence, and we just leave. And it's just kind of nice to connect with a few people around us and just say a few words. So I'm going to ask you, if you like, you don't have to, but get into groups of three, and if you came with someone, it's better not to be in a group with them. Just meet somebody else. And just for a few minutes informally, we'll spend, each person will spend like a minute just sharing what was that like. There are no right or wrong. Saying, I didn't feel anything. I fell asleep. It's all okay. Or I noticed this. It's all okay. Just connecting. It's a matter of connecting with the community. Otherwise, you could be listening to this recording online. Why have you come here, right? So if you would, I invite you, just form groups of three or so around you, go for it. And I'll ring the bell. Just groups are two of are fine. And if you need a partner, raise your hand, please. Yeah. Great. And if the size of the group is different, is fine too. Three or four is fine. But make it two and three then. Make it two and three so people have time to check. Yeah. A group of two is okay too. Making sure everybody in the group has the chance to check in and say what that was like for them. Make sure everybody gets the chance to check in. What was it like for you? If your group needs more time, raise your hand. If your group needs more time, raise your hand. Okay, another minute. Okay, so let's wrap up another 10 seconds. Okay, so thank your group, thank your partners, please. And let's come back to the big group. Thank you all. Great. Let's come back to the big group. Great. Thank you. Awesome. So how was it to check in with your fellow meditators? Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs up? Thumbs up. Okay, awesome. Okay. Any thumbs down are okay too. You know, if you're shy and you wanted to just bolt, I'm like, ah, talk to someone. Like, nah. That's okay too. Or maybe like give it a like, yeah. Any, it's okay. No? Okay. So, great, great. It's always nice to, you know, talk to the community, isn't it? Yeah. So, it would be great to hear from a few people, what was that like, the practice? If there are any comments, any questions, this is the chance to check in. And yeah. And we have microphones here, so... get it, please. And then you'll be responsible to passing it on to the next person. Thank you. Great.
So I know, traditionally there's a particular order that the metta phrases are done in, mm-hmm. meaning to yourself, to a neutral person, difficult person, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When
I've practiced it on my own or on retreat, mm-hmm. I generally find myself sort of randomly picking one of those and not doing any sort of sequence.
One of those being?
One of those groups.
Was it one of the categories?
One of the categories.
Yeah, because, exactly. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if that's necessarily a great idea. I don't know how helpful it is, because I feel like the teaching is given in a particular way, I think, because that probably helps strengthen and cultivate the practice, the metta.
Yeah.
So, my problem is I resist being disciplined.
Uh-huh.
So do you have any recommendations for someone who
resists being disciplined?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a good question. So to highlight for others what you're talking about, for those who may not know. So this practice of loving-kindness is traditionally taught, the way I like to describe it, is in ever-expanding concentric circles, right? You start with yourself traditionally, and then you go out to the category that's called benefactor, someone who's been there for you, your teacher, parents, usually classically in that category. In the West, we expand it. Then the category of dear friend, someone whom you care about or cares about you. After that is the category of neutral person, someone who's just a stand-in for all of humanity, the barista at Starbucks. The category after that is the person you're having difficulty with, which is a very important category. And then the category after that is all beings everywhere. So the heart just radiates goodwill and kindness. So yes, indeed, there is a reason for the way it's taught that way. And I can get into the reasons, exactly why this category and then, but that'll be a whole Dharma talk. But I want to come back to what you were saying in terms of this resistance there's probably a reason, and then there's resistance of, I want to stick to this category today. So I would say depends, right? So part of this is a gradual cultivation, and there is a reason for this kind of expansion. So I would encourage you to, at the times when the heart and mind feel malleable, to allow yourself to experiment with that. And then there are some times that, you're sitting on the cushion and you don't want to go through, you have an hour, you have an hour to meditate. You don't want to go through all the categories. You're like, today I'm really hurting. I want to just be for me. Great. Let that be the case. Or, I'm having a really hard time with that promotion I didn't get with my boss, and he's my difficult person today. So I need to work on that relationship a little bit and offer myself some metta, offer him some metta, right? So that would be the difficult person will be your category. So it's perfectly okay also to pick and choose. So what I'm going to suggest is not to do one or the other, but have wisdom about what makes sense. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. So try that on for size. You don't have to stick to the progression. It's okay to be with the category and all, but do try the progression also at times when the mind and heart feel amenable to it, just to see what it feels like. If you do, say, on retreat, especially if you do the neutral person for a few days and then you do the difficult person, like, oh my goodness, look at that. Wow, that's how it expands. Like, that's easy now. It becomes easier. There's this progression.
That would be nice.
There's a reason. So the neutral, when you do the friend, neutral person becomes easier. When you do the neutral person, the difficult person you're having difficulty with becomes easier. It's just, it kind of, it's natural. It's really the natural mechanics of the heart. It just kind of, you don't have to push it. It just kind of expands on its own. It's just kind of ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. What else? Other questions or comments about either what this practice today was like or it wasn't like? Yeah, please, back there. If you would please, if you would use, yeah.
Hi there, it's my first time.
Welcome.
So I'm interested in understanding the difference between meditation and mindfulness practice.
Okay.
Or if there's a difference.
Okay. So meditation is a word like sports. There are different kinds of sports, right? There's basketball, baseball, luge, you name it, okay? Mindfulness is kind of an interesting translation, kind of a secularized translation of insight meditation, which is a particular part, particular kind of meditation, okay? There's also what we did today, which is loving kindness meditation. It's a different kind of meditation. There's concentration meditation, etc., etc. There's mantra meditation in other practices. So there are lots of different kinds of meditation. Mindfulness or insight meditation or vipassana, which is the Pali word for it, is a particular type of meditation. You're welcome. What else? What was this practice today? Questions? Were people able to connect with the phrases? Yes, no? Let's hear a little bit about that. What happened? Did you notice if your mind, the state of mind was any different from the time you sat down till the end? Yeah, what did you notice? Yeah, grab the microphone. It's behind you.
Hi, my name is Dipti. I'm very new here.
Welcome.
But the thank you. The first 20 minutes was okay, I would say, and then the last 5 to 7 minutes, I just didn't want to do it, and I was just like, just wanted to leave, you know?
Yeah.
But then you started saying it's going to happen, and, you know, just like a little kid, and then it went away in a little bit, but
yeah. So Yeah. It's not unusual at all. I mean, so many things can come up in the mind. It wants to get out, wants to run away, wants to be like, okay. But instead of, you know, the mind can throw a tantrum, but if you can, we can feed the tantrum or be kind, like with a child, right? You can say, well, you have to sit and meditate, you know. The child is going to, they say, okay, sit, what's happening? Okay. And then the child is just happy again and just sitting and playing, right? So it's really that practice becomes the practice of kindness. And that's what we're practicing. You see what I'm saying? So it's not just, may I be safe, may I be happy. It's not just that. It's just like, oh, I'm, you know, my mind is throwing a little tantrum. Can I hold it with kindness? It's okay, mind. It's okay. I know you're tired. You've had a long day. That becomes loving kindness practice. You see?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Anything else? Any last-minute comments or questions? Oh, yes, back here, please.
Hi, my name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
And I walk a lot. I walk at least 3 miles a day.
Nice.
And so when I'm walking, I've been learning walking meditation.
Great.
And so what am I supposed to expect from that?
Yeah. So tell you what. So your question is specifically about walking meditation. I'm going to answer that aspect of it afterwards because it's specific to mindfulness or insight practice while walking. But I'm going to give you a different answer. I'm going to link it to the practice we just did today. So while you're walking, you can do loving kindness practice also. So I'm going to teach you a new practice. So what you can do while you're walking with every step, you can wish yourself well. That's one option. And it becomes a lovely practice. May this body be well. May, you know, it just becomes kind of kindness to this being that's doing the movement. Another option, which I love, is wishing well for everybody who's passing you by. So much fun. I've done that going hiking. I mean, they don't know I'm wishing them well. I see them from far away. May you be well. May you be happy. And then by the time I pass them, I'm just so happy to see them. And, you know, they're like, wow, they're happy to see me too. Well, so it's a lovely practice when walking around.
Oh, thank you, because I do all of that.
Yeah.
And I've gotten the reward.
Awesome.
So that's great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
I've been practicing for about a year, and I started slowly. This was kind of brand new. Like, I'd never done the loving kindness and so forth. So I didn't feel anything at first. Kind of like when I first started meditating, I didn't really know what to expect or anything, but I'm assuming that it will just grow.
Yeah.
And just like my regular practice has kind of grown. And I remember the first time I tried walking meditation, same thing. I didn't really know what to expect and didn't feel anything at first. And then slowly it just started to come alive.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Thank you so much for sharing what you did. That's what happens. It comes alive. Because at first, anything. I mean, if you were playing the piano, the first chords are like, sounds really bad. And then it starts to come alive. Then you hear music. So the same way, your heart is going to start to sing. You'll hear the music of your heart, which will be this kindness, will come alive. After you kind of work through the whatever needs to be worked through, like the boredom or this or that, it's like even befriending all of those, befriending all of that. So I think that's a great comment to end on. So keep at it until you hear the music. Thank you so much for being here and practicing. May you be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. Bye.